Are you a female entrepreneur and you don't know where the freak to begin on these damn ads, especially Meta ads? I got somebody for you. Her name is Carol Cabale and she is amazing and knows all that there is to know about ads and Meta ads and copywriting and how to get yourself out there and be visible and all of that stuff. So you are going to want to watch this. You're not going to want to miss this episode. Here we go. What's up, y'all? So you want to talk about like socials and Meta ads and all that kind of stuff? Well, I got the person for y'all. Her name is Carol Cabale, and she's a Facebook ads and marketing strategist who's all about helping female entrepreneurs scale without breaking the freaking bank. Okay, got my ears going. I got my attention, right? With 8 years of experience running cost-effective campaigns, Carol knows exactly how to build real connections, generate leads, and drive sustainable growth. Now, she's not just demystifying the ads, right? You'll find her hanging out with her husband, Joel, cuddling with Boston, her terrier, and enjoying a crisp Chardonnay and some pizza because the girl likes pizza, okay? Carbs are the best. That is so funny. So get ready for a no-fuss conversation about marketing made simple. Welcome, Carol, to the show because marketing is a pain in the tuchus. How are you, my friend?
Oh my gosh, I am good. I am happy. I'm like, where have you been all day? Because I needed this energy.
I know, I have tons of it. My husband's always like, okay, baby. Yeah, okay. Calm down. But I don't care. That's why I am. So. Carol, I want to know more about you. Tell me a little bit more about you. So we know about your husband, Joel. We know about your dog. Tell me about you.
So I'm a child of immigrants. My parents came from Cuba. And we settled in South Africa. That's like a really long way. But, you know, if you're an immigrant, you know, you go where the opportunity is. So this is right. Where they came.
Right.
So this is where we settled. And I did, you know, had very traditional kind of life. I went to school, went to university, got a degree. And then I went to corporate. And I love the people. I can't lie. I'm a people person. And I just hated everything else.
Yeah.
Particularly because I worked in hospitality for Hilton in like a corporate role. So when everybody was enjoying life and living, I was at work.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
So I just hated that I was living past everything. Mm. And for me, the only thing that I could see to get me out of that situation was for me to like fast forward my life and get to 50 or 60 where I'm in a leadership position and I don't have to do that. Yeah. And I have more freedom or choice. Or I have to choose something else. I have to choose a different path. Mm-hmm. So it was like God decided to choose for me. He was like, I'm going to let this man who you've been dating for 9 years, I'm going to finally tell him your blood type so that he can propose to you. So once my husband knew my blood type, you know, because that's clearly what he was waiting for, 9 years, he proposed and I decided, okay, cool. What is my life going to be like with this person? And one of the things I really wanted was just to be, you know, in a very strong marriage, in a place where it was both of us building towards something. And I knew I couldn't do that in my job. So I looked at what my strengths, my weaknesses, what I enjoyed. And besides telling God, I told no one, I quit my job. I moved in with my fiance and I figured it out. And that was like 8 years ago when I started my first version of my marketing agency. And we've been here ever since. That's kind of like the fast forward version.
I really love that you said the first version, right? Because I think that's something that so many new entrepreneurs miss. They think they need to have it perfectly known. They need to have everything in order. They need to have blah, 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 and this and that. And that's not the case at all. In fact, I was just talking to one of my clients because, you know, she's getting we got her coaching business already set up and everything. So she's already getting her clients coming in and she's like, oh my God, I got a couple calls. What do I do? And I'm like, you're already an expert. Like you're literally already an expert. So what do you mean? And she's like, right? Because I think that's the problem is we think I got to have everything in order. I got to have it all done. I got to be perfect. I can never stray from this vision that I just put. That's not true. So I love that you said that. This is, I went to my first version. How many versions of Carol did you go through with this?
I would say there were three very pivotal ones, but there were a couple along the way. So the first version of my agency was just me by myself figuring it out. And then fast forward like 4 years, I was in partnership with someone and we built the agency together for about like 2 years together. But it actually felt like it was an eternity. It felt longer than 2 years. It might have been even three. But eventually we parted ways because we both had different goals. Her goal was to grow our agency to be $1 million business. And I wanted my agency to be something that gave me choice and time freedom. So it's very different when you're both pulling at that. I'm like, how do I get more Christmases, holidays, vacations? How do I prepare life for having tiny humans in my life? When someone is like, how do we get 50 new clients? And I'm like, girl, I don't want to do that.
Yeah. So, you know, I love that you said that. God, you're saying so many gems. Okay. The reason I love that is because I think people miss that. They think that they have to go to, I got to make $1 million a month. I got to make $1 million a month. Well, let me tell you something. The $1 million a month comes with $1 million a month responsibilities. And people don't all want that. They think they want it because it sounds good. But the truth is when you lay on the table, okay, so this is what's going to have to happen. They're like, what? Yeah. Like you got to show up. And now you have a team because you can't do that by yourself. You have to have an entire team that you're managing, that you're talking to, that you do. I mean, and they're like, oh, wait, hold on. I said, why don't we start with what you don't have, which is a 5-figure business, and we'll grow from there. Then you're equipped, right? Then you'll have the 6-figure. And then the 7-figure, and then the 8, if that's what you want. And I don't know why people think, right? I love that you said that because it gives people the freedom to say, wait a minute, like Carol, I want little ones. I want to be at peace. I want to go out when I want to without having to stress of the next big team meeting and the families and the, so I love that you did that. And I also respect the fact that, you know, you tried a partnership and you realized that maybe that's not the best decision or the best course of action, but you did try, right?
Yeah.
So tell me about the evolution now from there to where you are now. Like, because having a partnership is one thing and then splitting a partnership is a whole nother thing, right? Because now you're like, okay, how do we split this? Who takes who? What kind of clients are go where? So tell me about that.
So in it, to be quite honest, I want to say it was amicable until a point. So that's another thing, guys. If you want to get into a partnership, just make sure you're like, you know what's, you know, like plan for the divorce before the divorce happens. It's really messy when you're in the actual thing. But I will say for us, it was like we had one outcome. We divided all the assets equally and things like that. And then in terms of clients, she just sort of kept them. That was not a choice, but that's a different conversation. And I just decided I'm going to move on and rebuild and I'm going to start fresh and I'm going to start from nothing. And the great thing that that taught me is one, that I can start at any point. It really felt like I lost the part of myself. Like I'd been building for like 5 or 6 years, this whole thing. And like, now it's all gone. But then in itself, it taught me I built this once, I can do it again.
Yeah.
And in the last like 3 years, that's what I've been doing. And I've rebuilt and I feel like this is the best version. I'm so glad I didn't keep any of it because this is like truly everything that I would have wanted in my business. It's the type of team members. I mean, I kept some of the, like some of the team members, they just chose me because, you know, personality hire here. So we kept some of the team members, but besides that, the SOPs are different. The type of clients, we have such boundaries on what we will do and we won't do. We're really clear on how we can help and we can't. And that was really important to me because I always want to come from a place of service. And if I cannot be of service, that's okay. Somebody else can be. So I always like this version that I'm in, I'm like, I'm so grateful. I really am so grateful for it.
Yeah. Yeah, and it'll evolve and change too, right? And I think that's the beauty of entrepreneurship, is that you can evolve and change and give yourself permission to do so. So for those of you who are listening, who are maybe struggling because you're trying something, you keep hitting against a wall and you're just like, what is going on? You need to pause for a second too and pull back, because maybe you're just not seeing something or a strategic way to do it. And sometimes it is marketing, Carol. Sometimes it's just how to market yourself, or how to put yourself out there, or how to, you know, because that is also an art and a skill. Like it really is. It's an art and a skill. Yeah. And every year it changes, right? Like I've been doing a lot of research on that. Like what's working this year, what's good, what's not good, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And I've realized that this year is a little bit of last year, but more this year is about vulnerability and authenticity and stepping up and being truthful and showing people who you really, really are and all the shit that you deal with. Because a lot of times, I think we're all a little sick and tired of the gurus. I think we really are, you know? We're all sick and tired of the multimillionaires telling you how easy it is to make a million in a week. I'm done with that shit. You also have a team of like 50, 60 people that are doing all the shit for you. Like, stop telling people they can do it in a week. It's not possible. I mean, you can hit the lotto. That would be great. But the truth of the matter is, Carol, we all have to rebuild ourselves and then rebuild ourselves and then rebuild ourselves. Right?
Yes.
And so I wanted you to talk about the fact that I know that you've mastered this art of getting results on a small budget for these female entrepreneurs, right?
Yes.
So I'm wondering, give us some first steps that these female entrepreneurs can take to ensure that they have, you know, their limited ad spend still drives impact. Because I think we talked about this maybe when we met. I spent thousands.
And you're not alone.
I was like, at first I was very like excited, and then I wasn't so excited. You know what I mean? And I have clients and everything, don't get me wrong, but it needs to be consistent, and I don't want to keep spending thousands upon thousands of dollars with no results. So talk to us about that.
I think the biggest mistake people make when they approach ads is they approach it like gambling, right? So they want to put like a dollar into the machine and they want to like ding, 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 and hit the jackpot. Unfortunately, Meta ads is not gambling. If it was a quick fix solution or business rescue, all of us would be running ads and we'd all be multimillionaires, like you said. What it is a strategic tool that you can use alongside your organic efforts to amplify what you already have. That's what I always say to people. So if you have a really good client acquisition strategy, or you already have a really good funnel, all it's going to do is bring more of the right people to you. It's also going to show you where the holes are in that funnel, because so many people are coming. So you can quickly identify, oh my gosh, my emails are not working. Oh, my landing page is not strong enough. Oh, I need better copy over here. And that is a really quick way to fix it. So the first ad I always encourage people to run is an awareness ad. And the reason you want to run that ad is because if you are tired of spending time on Canva, on like you have a team that you have to pay to create these videos for you, you are just spending your either your money or your time to create these resources, and you're getting zero engagement or zero views, or you're not getting past the 1,000 view jail that I like to call it.
Yeah.
It's because the algorithm is not in your favor. And I'm so sorry to say, this is every social media platform. I don't care if it's like Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, I don't care which one you're on. Like they're all a pay to play platform. So the way you play is by running ads. So the brand awareness campaign is really nice. You can spend about like $1. So if you can spare $30 a month, you can run this campaign. I know you can, just stop drinking a coffee. You can do this, invest in yourself.
Right.
So with that, what you're going to do is you're going to find your best performing organic post, right? You're going to find it because that one's already done pretty well. And what you're going to do is you're going to optimize for engagement. So if it's a video, maybe optimize for getting more video views, more eyeballs on it. Or if you're using like a DM strategy, like DM me the word blank and I'll send you blank. That's more a little bit of lead generation. You could do that too. And just know that with that dollar, it's going to be shown to your ideal client. The first people I always say is target the people, target your followers. Stop trying to look outside. Those people have decided to follow you for a reason. They just need a nudge. Yeah. They just need to be reminded that you are the first choice, right? So with that campaign, you can stay top of mind and your socials, your actual things that you're putting together can actually be seen. So you spend about a dollar a day. And please know, because you're like, oh, Carol, but like a million people didn't see my views. Okay, I'm gonna just explain to you why. I'm just gonna stay with me. So if you're spending about a dollar a day, your ad is going to be like the size of a phone screen, right? It's going to be quite small. But we all look at our phones every single day.
That's
right. Is it going to get you millions of views? No. Is it going to be seen by the right people? Yes. Now, as you scale and as you decide to invest more in yourself, you can start putting more money and your screen will grow. And those companies, you know, who have like $100, $1,000, they have like spending $10,000 or even more a day, right? They have those budgets. Of course, they're going to see success quicker because more people are looking at the ad. But right. It doesn't mean that your success cannot come with a smaller budget. So that would be my first thing. Stop depending on the algorithm and invest in yourself.
That's amazing. That's an amazing tip too, because it's something like you don't know what to do. So when you're talking about boosting something that is already having some engagement, are you referring to a specific platform?
Yeah. So when you run Meta ads, you can actually run
Meta,
the same
that's
ad.
Right, that's
on,
right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can run it on Facebook.
Because it goes on Facebook and right.
And Instagram.
Right.
And if you really want, depending on your location, I know in the States it's not like very popular, but in other countries it is. If your audiences uses WhatsApp, it's also part of Meta as a company. So okay. You can also do messaging ads through WhatsApp as well.
Okay. I didn't know that you can add the WhatsApp to that. Okay. That's cool. That is really cool. Cause you emphasize like it's really about having building that real connection with that audience, right? And yes. So what practical like tools or methods do you have for like messaging, right? Like to help cut through all the digital noise, right? Because there's so much digital noise. So I'm just wondering, do you have like methods or things that you put together for messaging tips to help cut through all that digital stuff that like we feel like we can't be heard, right?
So I'm wondering
how we truly can resonate with our potential client.
So this is very standard things that you may have heard before, but truly the first 3 seconds are the most important. You don't need to be like, hi guys, today, no, next, scroll, boring, bye. Like, who are you? People, you need to understand that you're fighting against cat videos. You're fighting against babies that are cute. And people need to stop looking at that and watch you show them that you are an expert in your field and maybe not even unlock that they have that problem or they need that help yet. So when you come, you really want to come with like, hey, this is what we're doing. And you just come with like a very strong hook, right? No fluff. And if you can keep it like, I would say under a minute, that would be great. If you can't, that's also fine. What I find is that you can start with like shorter videos and get people to watch those and then actually post longer videos, right? So now that you can do like 3 minutes, especially on the platform, you can go all the way up to 3 minutes. And if it's like a normal in your feed, you can go all the way up to 10 minutes, which is crazy. And then if you have somebody watching even like 5 minutes of that 10 minute video, that's crazy. That person's ready to buy something.
Yeah.
Like,
And if you do a live, it's longer, right? If you do a live, it's longer, right? Because I do lives. I try to do daily lives or every other day at least. And I'm on there 20, 25 minutes, right? Because I'm giving like a whole strategy and all that kind of stuff. So, and the engagement seems to be great. So people are also, I think, moving towards the longer videos if you're giving value. If you're just rambling, they're not going to bother. But if you're giving value and tips and tricks and tools and what they're willing to listen, because I think, you know, this is the misconception. A lot of people say, oh, people are wanting to invest in themselves. I actually am finding the opposite. People are now intentionally investing in themselves. Like they're like, nope, if you're the right person, I'm going to invest. That's what I'm noticing.
Yes.
And that's our scarcity mindset that makes us think that nobody's investing. That's a lie. That's a lie. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people are struggling financially. Yes. But people are also not struggling financially. And that's what we need to stop doing, is stop thinking about our, and I'm big on this, right? Because love what you're talking about, strategies that are not going to cost you a lot of money, but that can work. And let's start getting eyeballs on you, right? As opposed to you spending thousands of dollars on stuff that maybe wasn't implemented correctly, or didn't show your value immediately or good enough. Right. And so I love that. I love that, because I love that you're emphasizing that, like, real engagement, real connections, you know, really having tools in place. Right. And there's so many ad formats, right? And targeting options. And there's so many. So how can an entrepreneur simplify their approach and decide where to invest? Like, where's the most maximum, you know, return for their investment? Does that make sense?
So, yeah, that makes total sense. I always say it depends the season that you're in. So what season are you in right now? Are you in a visibility season? So if you were in a visibility season, you'd need to get eyeballs on you, right? So you'd probably focus your efforts on running campaigns like the ones I mentioned, brand awareness. The next season that you maybe are in is you want to be in lead generation. You want to capture people. And I always say you got to move them off these platforms. Guys, we all know that app that went away for a little while and now it's back, and maybe it won't be, but we don't know. And that app can go away. Also, for me, my Facebook got hacked. I remember like 6 years ago, and it was like my personal Facebook is gone. Like, right. This is the Facebook I met my husband on. This is the Facebook I built my business on. Had like over 5,000 friends on it, gone. Right. But what I did have, I also had a Facebook group with over 5,000 people in it, gone. What I did have was I had an email list. Yes, I had an ecosystem outside of socials. I was not dependent on it. So when it went, sure, I was sad. I mean, I'm still kind of sad and bleak about it. But what my business didn't suffer. I sent out an email. I said, hey guys, this happened. It sucks. Please join me here. Some people did. Some people didn't. Yep. And that's okay. The point is I had a way forward. I didn't truly have to start from zero. So that would be the second stage that I would do, lead generation. You've got to start building an ecosystem outside of socials, whether it's emails, whether it's a community, something. You got to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And lastly,
that's so true. Go ahead.
Right?
I'm listening.
And lastly is just building sales. This is the one everybody wants to start with. Everybody wants to run ads that's like, buy my stuff, buy my stuff, buy my stuff. But I always like to use this analogy, right? Let's say you were at the bar and someone comes over. You're looking at them. They're looking at you. You guys are vibing. This person walks over and then they're like, hey, I want to marry you. And you're like, excuse me? I do not know you like that. Who are you? And that's your reaction. That's the same feeling people have when they see your ad and they've never met you. And you're like, buy my course, buy my program, invest all this money. Who are you? Why should I trust you?
Right.
That particular ad I would run right at the end when you have the first two, when you've built people, when you've got the eyeballs, when you have the emails, now present them with a tried and tested offer.
Yeah, that's a fantastic strategy, girl. Drop the mic and walk off the screen. That is such a good, that is brilliant. That is freaking brilliant, because, you know, most of us don't think about that, right? We just think about, oh, I'm going to build this and then, okay, they will come. No, they won't. No, they won't. No. And I tell my women this all the time, right? Because I really, they get frustrated. But today was one of those amazing calls, because the coach that I helped her build out her business. And she's like, this shit works. I said, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it does.
I know it does. And here's the thing. Consistency is key. And the fact that now people are shopping everywhere. So the minute that they see Carol, they're like, who's Carol? Let me see her Facebook. Let me see her Instagram. Let me see her YouTube. Let me see her this. Let me see her landing page. Let me see her blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
Why? Because people aren't just giving you money like that. Now, they will, because they want to invest, but they're being strategic about their investments. They want to make sure they're investing with the right freaking people. That's why podcasts is a really good way to get your name out there, guys. Like, if you really are hitting good podcasts, you are going to be seen. Like, I have many listeners that actually work and become clients to some of my speakers that have been on the show, right? Because yeah. it works. This is a great way and strategy for you to get out there. It's an organic reach. And I'm like telling people all the time, because people who come to me to work with me, I'm like, where did you find me? Oh, I saw you on Instagram, but then I started following you on YouTube. And then I started listening to you because you're amazing to listen to in the car when I'm listening to podcasts and all that kind of stuff. And I'm like, see, just show up, guys. Show up and be consistent. And then have somebody like Carol on your side who's going to strategize with you to help you reach a broader audience. Because that's what happens. I love that you talked about the 1,000, what did you call it, prison? The 1,000.
Yes, the views prison.
Talk about like, that. Talk about that.
I hate that so much. It's like you can post anything, and unless you put some money behind it, you never, guys, I'm not even lying. You will never get over that thing. It has to be super viral or super trendy. And I'm sorry, as business owners and professionals and service providers, we don't have time to be pointing at things and like doing these weird dances. And just like learning all these stuff. No, I am
so frustrating. I'm so frustrated with that. It's like, I give so much value and you give so much value. We give so much freaking value to get you from point A to point B. But then the one shaking their ass in the middle of the screen is the one getting millions of views. And I'm like, she's not giving you any value. What are we doing? What is happening?
Yeah. What is happening? No, I'm with you. I was like, do I need to start twerking while I teach people about ads? Right. Like, is this me? Like, girl, I got this. If you want to do some ads, come watch this. If you're going to do some ads, come do this. Like, that's going to be me. I am happily married. I cannot do those things. But if I wasn't, I'm going to let you know. I would have had my booty shorts on I would have been twerking while I teach you ads. And I'm going to tell you that's the only way you would have left that prison.
You're making me cry over here. Holy shit, that's so funny. And for those of you who are listening and not watching, she was literally pumping her arms up acting like she was twerking. You guys just missed it. So get on the video. Oh, that is hilarious. Anyway, yes. So, okay. So tell me now, Carol, what is the trend or what are you seeing right now that is working, right? Because there's a lot of things that are like not working. Like I realized like last year was the big thing was like, here's the three things to do with this. Here's the two top tips. Here's the blah, blah, blah. I don't know if those still work. I know that vulnerability posts work because when I told my women, okay, it's time for you guys to be real and get vulnerable and show who you are. They were like, well, I ain't doing that shit, but they did it. And now they're getting a bunch of follows and a bunch of people calling them to be working with them because it works, because now people are like really just wanting real freaking people, no bots, no AI, no bull crap. Right. Yeah. So talk to me about that. What are you seeing is maybe fading out a little bit and what's coming in?
I mean, I think the big one for me is community. So building not only a brand, like you can be a brand, you can be like, hey, I'm Carol, the ads person, but people, like you said, they want to know, what do I do? What do I eat? What does my husband do? Like they want to also know the story and they want to find a sense of community and belonging. Like you also said, because people are so like, we're still investing. People are still investing, which is great. All these lovely ladies, but they want to make sure that they put their money in the right place. Yep. So what resonates about you? Are we on a similar journey? Did we overcome the same things? Are we working towards the same thing? Do we share the same faith? Like, this is important, and yes, this is why I always say, you've got to stay top of mind, because people buy from people when they're ready to buy, not when you're selling, when they are ready to buy. Hence why running ads is something that can really help you to stay top of mind, because if you're always, even like you said, with this podcast, right? You take the podcast, you make little shorts or little reels or whatever it is with it, and you take these little nuggets, and you give that value to people and you show up. They're like, oh my gosh, that's so good. Back, top of mind. If I'm going to look for a coach, I'm hiring Nina. I'm not going to hire Becky with the good hair. I'm going to hire her because it's Becky the person I see all the time.
Carol, I wish you lived nearby because I want to just sit down and have freaking coffee and conversations with you. You're so fun, Becky with the good hair. But it's so true. And you know, I think that's, it's so funny. I follow this guy. Oh God, what's his name? Spencer something. Anyway, he's on YouTube. And what he does is he exposes big time gurus that are lying to their people. And
I like that. It's so good.
Anyway, I'm like always watching because I'm like, what? Because there was like a few where I almost fell for it, you know? He does a whole investigation, goes down the rabbit hole and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, just remind me because you said Becky with the good hair. Here's the thing.
Okay.
Yeah. You have to really just be authentic and real and just talk about the shit you're going through as a person because your people are going to relate to that. And when you are showing up as a fake person or you're showing up and you're renting cars and you're saying, look at my new car, and you're doing all of that, you are going to lose credibility. People will not care about the next thing you do, even if it's real. They don't care. Now, you might be able to think you're making a quick buck, but I promise you that runs out. I mean, I've started slow and steady. Slow and steady wins the race. You know, like people are always like, oh, you know, but this isn't working. You posted two things. Are you kidding me?
Thank you.
Yes. Are you kidding me? Right. And as a marketing person, you must go through that where you see where they're like wanting results yesterday and they posted today. Like,
yes. And with that, I will tell you this, especially if you're running ads, be prepared to test. Because marketing on steroids.
Yeah.
Running good ads, if someone is running your ads, they need to be testing. I want them testing everything. Did this work? Did this not work? Did this do this? Did this do that? Only when you've really optimized the entire client journey should someone say to you, hey, our cost per result is X. Like, we're getting leads at $1. Let's not touch this. Those people are converting. Let's leave it alone. Yep. But until you've reached a number that you are comfortable with, you should always be testing and you should be open-minded to that. Because if you don't test, you don't know. That's the fun. That's what I find fun about it. Like I get to test all the time. I get to see, is a video going to work? Is a carousel going to work? Is it going to be a graphic? Like, what's going to do it? Is it going to be more emotive captions? Is it going to be storytelling? Is it going to be a more direct approach and just be like, buy my stuff? Sometimes you'd be surprised what would work, but unless you test, it cannot happen. Now, that's why I always say, like, you got to be, when you decide to take on ads, you're investing in yourself, right? You're saying, hey, instead of like buying myself that coffee, I'm going to invest in myself and see what is truly working. Right. See what can actually happen from here, right?
Right.
So I would say, like, do not expect, this is not a quick fix. This is not gambling. This is not like we're hoping to win the lottery. This is a strategic tool that is going to help you amplify your greatness.
Yeah, but one thing I will say to that, Carol, is you need a pro to help you with it, because we would need somebody like you to help you with it, because meta ads can be very confusing. Right. Mm. There's been many times that I'll just like throw $5 a day on something because it was a good post, it did well, and I'll throw $5 a day and it'll be okay, but it won't give me the ROI I was expecting. And it's because I don't know how to set it up, right? Like all the parameters. This is why I have a team, because I don't know how to do it. And so, you know, somebody like you who knows that can really help these small entrepreneurs like leverage what they're supposed to be doing out there. So I want to know, before we wrap up, I know I took you a little bit longer than I said, but I want to know how you work with clients, what that looks like. And then I also want to know how they can connect with you, because those who are listening may want to connect with you. So give us that roadmap. Like, what is it that you do with people and what does that look like for them to work with you?
So if you are a female entrepreneur who has a service-based business, usually coaching, you're kind of my people. We're speaking the same language. I have worked with all the type of coaches at this point. I mean, my favorite ones are either the business ones or the spiritual ones, because they leave the most like pizzazz, but you know what? I'm not picking favorites. But those are my favorite clients. And in it, what we do is that we build an ecosystem around what you have, right? So yes, it starts with the ad. But we look at everything else. We look at every single touch point in the customer journey. And what I mainly like to focus on for me, because I find that a lot of like coaches don't have this, is an ecosystem outside. Their email list, it's not a priority. They don't have a community. They don't have these things outside of social because they've spent so much time doing that. So that's usually my first priority. And then after that, we will support with things like, you know, if you have a launch or if you have something that you're passionate about. The other thing that we do is We can help with everything. We can help with the copy, the graphics. We can do it all. We got it. We got lots of people. So that's amazing. Right. You will always feel very supported with my team. And if you don't, that's okay. We can say goodbye, but I think you'll feel supported with us. Mm-hmm. And if you find that that is something you're looking for, you want to amplify your message, the only little thing that I need you to have is I need you to have a tried and tested offer. What I mean by that is that you're not a complete beginner. Because like I said, ads just amplify what you have. So if you've never tested that journey, what unfortunately will happen is that you're testing with money. Now, if you're happy to take that risk on, good for you. But most people, they're not there. And that's okay. I want you to go. I want you to try it organically. And when you're ready, come back and let's have a conversation about it.
So when do you think is a perfect time for trying and testing, right? Like, what do you mean by that? Like, explain that to them.
So for me, I would say, have you sold this particular offer or service through this particular client journey at least 5 times? So if you are promoting, if you're doing lives every single day, have you gotten 5 clients from going live? Then at least I know, hey, the problem is not your live. The problem is that you don't have enough eyeballs. If you have a lead magnet or you're giving something in exchange for something, right? And then after that, you sell them on something small. Maybe it's a course, maybe it's a bundle, maybe it's like you invite them to book a call and that is working for you. That's great. Then I know the problem is not you. Maybe we can like tweak the messaging. We can get better graphics. We can amplify what you have. But I know it works and you know it works. So then again, the risk comes on me. I need to bring your people. Need to make sure that your people find you and then it amplifies the result.
That's beautiful. Thank you for explaining that because I wanted people to understand what that means by tried, right? Because some people are like, oh, do I have to be making $1 million a month? And no, that's not what she's saying. She's saying that as long as you've tried it and that at least 5 people have bought it, that means it's viable, that it's people want what you're selling. And maybe you're just not, maybe your verbiage is not right. Maybe the copywriting is a little off. Maybe you just don't know how to run an ad, right? It's all those little things that we don't think about because a lot of us are professionals and we've done very well in our careers. But when you start an entrepreneurial journey, it's very different because the place you worked had systems, but now you're building systems. You are actually building it from scratch. And a lot of people don't think about that. They think I could just take that and apply it here. And that's not how it works. Now your skill set you can apply, but everything else has to be built. And that's the misconception, right? People just think, oh no, I can just show up. Okay. Tell me how that works for you. You know, like, but I love that. You left a lot of gems here today, Carol. Thank you so much for doing that and for like giving them a perspective. And for those of you who are female entrepreneurs and you're thinking, well, I have a viable product because this happened and I got that many leads and I was able to sell this. Then maybe Carol's your woman to help you with that meta piece so that you can start reaching more eyeballs, right? So you can actually start reaching your ideal client. Who is it that you want to work with? Because if you don't even know that question, then maybe she's not the person just yet. But if you already know, Carol, how do they find you?
So everywhere on the internet, my name is Carol Kabale. It will probably be on the show notes too. Yep. And like Nina said, if what you heard today resonated with you and you feel like, hey, I want to take that step, I want to move forward, then I encourage you to go and find the link to my Facebook ads quiz. It's really cool. It's only 2 minutes long and it will tell you if you should be running ads and if you're actually ready and what the next step should be.
That's great. That's really fantastic. So I love you. I think you're just an amazing human being. Thank you so much. Yes, back at you, girl. Thank you so much. That was so good. I really love that because I know that there's so many entrepreneurs that listen to the show. And I think that is something they need, Carol. Somebody to just be honest. Like there's so many sad stories I hear about spending $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 on ads and barely even scratching the surface because they started too soon. Right? Mm-hmm. Like I spoke to someone who did a whole publicity thing because she thought that's what she was supposed to do. So she's paid for all of these articles and like all these ads and did not make an ROI. And it was because she never tested her product. They just told her that's what she needed to do to get out there. And I wish I wish somebody would have told her that's not right. Don't do that. You know, let's build this out first and then do that. And so they were like, no, you got to build that out first and get your personal brand out. But then she changes as a person. What she was putting out there is not the same thing she's doing now. Why? Because you didn't even test yourself yet.
Exactly. Right?
Yeah, exactly. I love it. So Carol Cabale, thank you for being on Straight Talk. I appreciate you so much. Thank you. Oh, love it. Guys, she's right. I am going to put everything down in the show notes. Go ahead and go take that Facebook quiz to see if this is something you are completely ready for. Because if it is, let's get you to that next level. This is 2025. We can't keep making it look like 2024, right? We got to do this right. So guys, I want to thank you for being here, hanging out with me and Carol, because these are the kind of people that I like to bring you, right? Really good humans who are out here to really share their wisdom and teach you things that maybe you didn't know before, to grow, challenge, and transform your thinking. So thank you guys for being here. This is Nina Perez, Straight Talk, no sugar added. Until next time.